The U.S. is talking. The EU is regulating. Is any of it slowing down big tech? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week's congressional hearings on big tech covered everything, from free speech to competition to privacy to Bitcoin. But they did suggest that U.S. lawmakers might be moving closer to some regulation to try to curb Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple. Meanwhile, Europe is way past the talking stage. Its big privacy law, the GDPR, is legislating data collection at U.S. companies. And just this week, the EU launched a new antitrust investigation into Amazon and fined Qualcomm for predatory pricing. Let's dig into the differences in approach in quality assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent with Politico. We reached him at the Dublin airport.
I think DC right now is playing a game of catch up. So we have gone in the last 18 months from DC and Washington lawmakers frankly doing nothing and saying everything is fine to frankly this week multiple hearings on the Hill and a day of reckoning for big tech. So from that perspective, they are moving pretty quickly. It's just the Europeans have been doing this for decades.
The Europeans have been doing this for decades. Do you think it's been effective, though? I mean, here we still are with these companies just as big.
The short answer is no, it's not.
Yeah.
But that does not mean multi-billion dollar fines don't have a role to play. The way the Europeans have messed up, and I'm hoping the Americans will learn from this, is it's not about the fine. So when Facebook finally gets its $5 billion FTC fine, everyone has got that baked in and investors won't care. What will really matter is if the FTC, lawmakers on the Hill, and the Europeans take a meaningful look at how these companies operate and force meaningful changes in how they make money from people like you and me.
What do you think are the odds of that happening, either from Europe or the US?
In the short term, again, not to be the pessimist, but I think that's also not going to happen purely because regulators and lawmakers aren't set up for that. They are more willing to get the headline $1 billion fine and move on. What it really takes is a ongoing, meaningful, lasting deep dive into these business models. And frankly, Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, fill in blank, know their businesses better than regulators, many of whom do not have a tech background. And frankly, on the Hill this week, we saw many struggle to really grasp what is going on.
What about, I know this sounds crazy, but what about consumer behavior? Ultimately, is it possible that this really could come down to competition and consumer behavior driving more change than regulators can?
Well, this is the one thing that no one wants to talk about is the fact that we all love Facebook. We all use Google. I have an Amazon Prime account. The issue is, frankly, on both sides of the Atlantic, most people still prefer tech companies, even Facebook, to lawmakers. And therefore, when it comes to trust, there is an issue there because we have limited contact with our politicians. And ahead of the 2020 election in the States, it's just going to become more toxic.
Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent with Politico. And now for some related links. Now, I know we just finished talking about how we don't think the government is going to take substantive steps toward regulation, but maybe hold that thought. The Washington Post reported Thursday that the Federal Trade Commission is considering revamping the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, better known as COPPA. It says that apps and websites can't collect personal information about kids under the age of 13, and it's why you're supposed to be 13 to sign up for online services. But the FTC says kids are visiting all kinds of data collecting sites like YouTube and downloading all kinds of apps like Instagram and Snapchat and Fortnite, and that it might need tougher enforcement or even new rules to deal with all that activity. A bipartisan bill in the Senate would actually expand COPPA to cover kids as young as 5. So maybe we'll regulate after all, if it's for the children. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Troe is our senior producer. We got production help this week from Matt Purdy. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.